welcome back to another amazing episode of the Biohacker Bondi podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. Today, I am thrilled to be joined by Dr. Gregory Kelly, Vice President of Product Development at Qualia Life. Qualia Life is renowned for its unique supplement stacks designed to elevate both mental and physical performance. I've been using them myself and am excited to explore the details of their formulation. We'll explore the science behind their powerful senolytic product and dig into topics like cellular health, longevity, senescent cells, and optimizing brain function. Dr. Kelly has an inspiring story and wealth of knowledge in the health and wellness space. So thank you for tuning in. And now let's dive into this episode with Dr. Gregory Kelly. Before we dive in, I want to say how much it would mean if you could subscribe to the Biohacker Bondi podcast or leave a review on your favorite platform. Your support helps me share valuable health insights and keep this podcast thriving with the help of sponsors. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and I truly hope this information helps you and your loved ones on the path to better health. Are you ready to take your fitness game to the next level? Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned lifter, Alpha Progression is the app you didn't know you needed. It's all about no BS, science-backed training for maximum muscle growth. And here's why I love it. It's intuitive and easy to use with features that feel like having a personal trainer right in your pocket. You can create custom workout plans, tailor to your goals, track every session, and even get smart recommendations to help you push past that plateau. And here's the best part. Alpha Progression is the rising star in the fitness scene. Twice named Apple's app of the day, it's a top-rated fitness app in Germany, and now it's making waves worldwide. As a listener of the Biohacker Bondi podcast, you get an exclusive 20% off your first payment. Just visit alphaprogression.com/BHB. And remember, you need to redeem this on the website, not the app. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now and let Alpha Progression guide you towards your fitness goals. Your best self starts today. Before we dive into this episode, I want to mention something you won't want to miss. If you're inspired after listening to today's episode and want to try any of the incredible Qualia products we talk about, like senolytic for removing zombie cells, symbiotic for gut health, or Qualia Mind for focus and energy, now is the perfect time. With all the holiday specials happening, you can stack my exclusive discount code BHB for an extra 15% off. I'll include the link and code in the show notes so you can explore and grab your favorites. Now, let's dive into this amazing episode with Greg from Qualia. Okay, well, welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Bondi podcast. I'm so excited because we are here with Dr. Gregory Kelly, and you are the Vice President of Qualia Life, which is all these amazing supplement stacks, and a lot of people are enjoying the supplements. I'm now enjoying the supplements, and I want to hear how you came about this company and what inspired you to develop these products, the senolytic Qualia Life product. And we're going to get deep into senescent cells and everything. So I'm super excited. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. If you want to give a little intro background and how you got into this health longevity space.
Yeah. So thanks for having me. And thank you to all your listeners today for joining us. So my background's pretty non-traditional. Right after university, I was Navy ROTC way back in the day. They paid for college. And then I was an officer in the Navy. So grew up in Boston area. And the first place they sent me was lovely San Diego and then on to Pearl Harbor. So I got really spoiled in my 20s living in beautiful, warm places. And the way it worked then, I owed basically 4 years active duty and 2 reserves. And I ended up doing most of it active duty. But towards the end, I decided, okay, well, I've, you know, always had someone to report to, parents first, then school, then the Navy. So I decided, okay, when I get out, I'm going to get rid of everything and become a nomad. So that was my plan, or lack of one. And in that process, it occurred to me, I should know how to take care of myself if I'm going to be wandering around with a backpack in like who knows where. And so I started studying herbal medicine. I was already into exercise and supplements and things like that. I was a weird officer way back then. And then, you know, ended up in Hawaii, just taking some classes on Thai language because that was going to be my first stop. And somehow, like, you know, kind of backed into finding out there was this thing called naturopathic doctors that I'd never heard of before. I thought, wow, this is so cool. They're actually like specialists in all these things I was trying to stitch together on my own. So long story short, I never, you know, really wandered the earth and became a nomad, but became a naturopathic doctor to get to live in Thailand for a bit. And, you know, naturopaths are and have historically always been experts in, you know, what I think of as clinical nutrition, using diet and supplements to really make our health rock.
The foundation, you know, that really builds our health. So it's like a lot of people want that one pill, that one thing. And it's like nutrition is such a key. It's such a factor that, you know, is a huge part of our health, you know. So we like to look at these things, but it's like sleep, you know, nutrition, movement, sun, that have a big factor on our bodies and our overall
health. Yeah, I always think of I'm sure you would know the hypothalamus because it's a special part of our brain, right? It's kind of like master regulator. I remember my physiology teacher would kind of do a mock bow whenever he said the word hypothalamus, like, you know, like it's the deity in our brain. But the hypothalamus regulates sleep-wake cycles, appetite, thirst, body temperature, body clock, sex drive, you know, fluid intake. I mean, really, and all of those things are so fundamental to our health, that special part of our brain, you know, is there to run them, right? So it's always super important that we dial those in. And then supplements all, you know, like stack on and either fill the gaps or help us do things that, given our modern world, we, you know, really didn't evolve to be able to handle as resiliently.
Yeah, I think, you know, as they say, our fruits and vegetables and, you know, are not as nutrient dense as they used to be. So now we're having to supplement. There's a lot of toxins now in the environment. So now I'm doing a lot of detoxing. I think we've learned the importance of NAD and, you know, so there's supplements for longevity. And then you have the senolytic for, you know, getting rid of our dead cells. And I'm sure there's a lot because, you know, toxins and everything in this, in our environment, I'm sure we all have like an accumulation of dead cells.
Yeah, let's maybe talk a little bit about that. So, you know, I'm sure many of the listeners are stressed at least once in a while, right? And just like us, our cells get stressed all the time, you know, from the toxins that you pointed out, maybe microplastics, maybe other chemical toxins. Maybe UV light, too much of it, more than, you know, our skin tone can handle, you know, you name it. So cells are always getting stressed. And just like us, cells are born, live a healthy life, and at some point die. And on average, if you Googled it, you'd probably see cells live about 7 years. And that's true and misleading, because what's also true is that your brain cells or your neurons, they're meant to last a lifetime. We don't get more. Muscle cells live and die over about 15 years, heart cells, 4 decades. Other cells live, like in the liver, 1, 2, maybe 3 years. So the average is true, and tissues have their own different life cycles. And what would happen if a cell gets stressed, I always think of it as it has a choice of 4 doors to go through. So door number one, it's like, I got this. I'm resilient enough. I'm going to get fitter. I'll like make more antioxidants. I'll be able to protect myself better. So we want that door number one as much as possible. Door number two is the stress was too much. So some damage occurred. You know, maybe DNA got mucked up. Maybe proteins got misfolded. And then it's super cool because cells have things like autophagy that can take care of misfolded proteins and gunked up organelles or enzymes that can repair DNA. So,
are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks. Are you looking to boost your longevity and support your body's natural vitality? Look no further than Particular Supplements, my trusted source for top quality longevity supplements. Their NMN is my go-to for enhancing energy levels, promoting better mitochondrial function, and supporting healthy aging. For additional support, they offer TMG to enhance methylation and protect DNA, and quercetin for its powerful antioxidant properties to combat oxidative stress and inflammation. Particular's range of supplements also include fisetin for cellular rejuvenation and spermidine for autophagy support, making it easier to maintain optimal health at every stage of life. I only put the best in my body, which is why I choose Particular's clean supplements, free from fillers, additives, or artificial ingredients, ensuring the highest quality and effectiveness. Ready to elevate your health journey? Visit Particular.com and use my special discount code BHB at checkout for 10% off your order. Details are also available in the show notes below. Give your body the best with Particular and start living a healthier, more vibrant life today.
Door number two is we took some damage, but we got that. We can fix it. And door number three is means we took enough damage that a cell is fundamentally unrepairable. So autophagy, DNA repair, not as important for that cell anymore because it's unrepairable. And door number four would be stress is so crazy high, the cell just kicked the bucket right away. So we don't really want door number three or door number four. And door number three would then cause a cell to be what's called senescent, which is what we'll talk about a lot today. But for listeners, when you hear that this idea of senescent cells or senolytics, think, oh, these cells are so fundamentally stressed that they're unrepairable. And so now we need to do something with them.
Yeah. So many people don't even know the word senescent cells. So it's good to like let the audience know you have these zombie dead cells in your body and they could be doing more damage just accumulating in our body. So we'll get into the senolytic product of Qualia, but how did you start developing? Like what inspired you to get into this? Like, and you know, when did you find out about senescent cells? And I also want to know, do you test your own senescent cells?
Sure. So for listeners, I'm 62, so I care more about, I've always been most driven by the question, what does health look like fundamentally? Mm-hmm. So like, it's a perch thing, like what's that, you know, what does that look like? What do I do to achieve it? So long before there was biohackers, that was, you know, like my motivation. And as I've got older, then, you know, like, what does health look like as we get older? Because I didn't want to repeat my dad's health trajectory, as an example. Super hard worker, really grateful to have had him as my dad. And he died at 68 and struggled with his health for, you know, quite a few years before that. And so, you know, it occurred to me at a pretty young age that if I wanted to have a different result, I had to make different choices, do different behaviors. And so longevity, you know, all kinds of things related to it, I, you know, often think of, we want to start making those investments when we're in our 30s, not wait till we're, you know, poor health in our 50s or 60s. And yeah, so that was the interest. And then with senolytic senescent cells have been known about really since about 1961. and their role in health and aging really didn't become clear until about 2010. So pretty new. And then at that point, it was very clear that at least in animals, that these zombie cells, as you described them, that can accumulate as we get older in many of our tissues. So brain, muscle, fat, you know, bone, joints, you name it, could cause a lot of the issues that we commonly think of with aging, right? Like sore joints, our brain, you know, being a little foggy, our memory being poor, you know, our struggle to maintain muscle, like easier getting fat, all those types of things. And it wasn't until 2015 that some scientists at Mayo Clinic, very prestigious place, and Scripps Institute of Aging got together and said, okay, well, what might be done about these zombie cells? And they discovered that certain compounds, one at the time and still is a prescription medication, and the other is a polyphenol called quercetin. And they said, oh, well, like, well, when we put these together and give them to animals, it seems to get rid of a bunch of the zombie cells. And lo and behold, these animals were way healthier as they got older. So 2015 is not that long ago in a, you know, like a medical or science sense. So this whole field has exploded really since that research that came out fundamentally about 9 years ago now.
Not that long ago. I know this space is just expanding exponentially. It just, we're learning so much more. And then with AI, it's going to be even more, you know, expansive. So then when did Qualia Life become a company? How did you get involved? And you developed, I believe, you know, Senolytic and all these with Qualia.
Yeah. So you started off, I think you introduced me as the VP of Qualia. Yeah. I'm actually the vice president of product development. There's like a few other, okay, like VP of marketing and other VPs. But yeah, so my job is to create the products. Qualia Life Sciences is the company's actual name. We usually just say Qualia. Okay. And I think if you ask our owner and founders, they would say, oh, we started in 2015. And it was in a garage, and they just made recipe after recipe, trying to really come up with an amazing nootropic blend of ingredients. And that product now is called Qualia Mind and launched in 2017. I joined in 2018, and at that time, that's the only product we had was Qualia Mind. So all the other products since, I've been, my thumbprint is all over them. I'm the like the mad scientist, definitely behind the formulas. And certain ones like Qualia Senolytic at the time, so this would have been 2018-19, you know, I'd seen the Mayo Clinic studies, a few other animal studies. And after reading them, I was convinced that like 10, 15 years into the future, so let's say 2030, Senolytics would become this huge thing just because of the degree of improvement that happened in these animal studies. So I started petitioning our company, Qualia, to like, oh, we should make a senolytic product. And they're like, well, why? And my answer was like, well, I want to take it. Like, and they're like, well, who else would want to take it? Because, you know, we actually do need to sell some of these things. And I said, I don't know, like maybe like some of Jenny's listeners, right? Biohackers. Maybe some people in longevity space, but you know, if we're thinking this is going to be a runaway best-selling product, I don't know, right? No one even knows, like, you know, if I had asked every one of my relatives if they knew what the word senolytic was, they would have looked at me like I was a crazy person.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot, the pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself.
So anyways, our quality is super cool because part of what our company ethos is we want to be at that, you know, leading frontier of biohacking. So I was given permission to move it forward. And as of today, it's actually Qualia's biggest selling product, which is like shocked all of us.
Yeah. Wow. I love that so much. Yeah. Cause I do love the mind. I love the symbiotic, the gut. And then I just took the senolytic. So I'm super excited to see, like, you know, if I'm curious for the senolytic to help get rid of zombie cells. Do people notice a difference, or do you think people notice a difference after taking it for 6 months?
It really depends on the person. So the way I think about it is senescent cells accumulate more over the decades. So a young person, say 30, even young 30s, probably doesn't have that many senescent cells. And what they have, and the idea would be a threshold. Often if things are below a certain threshold, we won't feel any negative effects. It's only when they rise above that. And environmental allergens or toxins are like that, right? If it's only when we kind of get past our breaking point that we experience the negative things. And so, you know, for, you know, certain age ranges of people, they may have senescent cells already accumulating, but they're below the threshold where they're going to experience problems from them. Conversely, someone may be like super common as people get older that their joints start to bother them, right? Their flexibility goes, it's uncomfortable. It's a little bit more of a struggle just, you know, walking up and down stairs comfortably. You can almost bank on those people having senescent cells as part of what's contributing to that joint discomfort. And what we've seen is very quickly after Qualia Senolytic, there's a big amount of relief that they experience. So it varies. If senescent cells are already contributing to something, then that issue typically improves in a noticeable amount after about 3 cycles of dosing. And each cycle is 2 days. We can get more into that in a little bit. And if not, like for me, I don't have what I think of as anything that I would notice that senescent cells are contributing to. So I do it more as an investment for future Greg so that he'll still be able to, you know, exercise the way he wants and travel the way I like to travel 10, 20, you know, hopefully more decades down the road.
I don't want to wait till, oh, now I'm in pain. Okay. Now I should take something. It's like, no, be preventative, be doing these things so you never get there, you know?
Yeah. No, our head of marketing, I often need to try to explain things to her in a way that, you know, isn't super sciencey. So she's a gardener, and the story I told her that made sense to her is, you know, so for listeners, imagine now you are a gardener. You have, you know, plants you're responsible for. And today you go out, everyone, every leaf on it, vibrant green. Like, I'm a rocking gardener. Like, I'm so good. And now, like, next week you go out and you notice, oh, like, this one plant has, you know, like, a yellow leaf on it. It's like, that's not great. And then, you know, the week after you go out and there's now, like, 4 or 5 yellow leaves on it. And you think, okay, well, what should I do? And ideally, a yellow leaf should fall off the plant. But sometimes they don't. And so a good gardener will then prune them away. And what that does is it allows now new growth, right? Like, new leaves can now grow. the yellow leaves are sucking up a lot of the nutrients, attracting pests and other things that, you know, yellow leaves beget more yellow leaves. And so senescent cells are a lot like that yellow and leaf on our tissues. It's part of the reason they're called zombie cells is because, one, they don't die, they hang around. And two, they make other healthy cells turn into new zombie cells. And so what we want to do is prune them off frequently. It doesn't mean every day, right? It's and if we're young, we probably don't need to prune them off even every couple of weeks. But as we get older, we maybe need to be, I guess, more attentive gardeners to prune these things off more frequently.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it for everyone to understand senescent cells. So what are the products? So what are the ingredients in the senolytic product that are like the top ingredients that help get rid of these?
Yeah, so they're all plant compounds and really pure, highly standardized extracts from plants. And a couple of them are what would be thought of as polyphenols, which is a type of plant stress compound. So when plants are stressed, they make things to defend themselves. And often the things that they make a lot more of are called polyphenols. So one of them, and the one that's to date looks like the most versatile plant compound as a senolytic, is called fisetin. Sometimes fisetin, but fisetin, I think, is the most common way to say it. And there was, again, the Mayo Clinic researchers that discovered that fisetin was a senolytic. It was a few years after their original 2015 study. They decided, well, quercetin was one of the ones that they identified originally, which quercetin is a different polyphenol. And usually when you think of quercetin, people will say onions because it's a good food source of quercetin. And for fisetin, usually people think strawberries because they have. But you'd have to eat like a boatload of strawberries to get enough fisetin to actually be senolytic. But what the Mayo researchers thought is, okay, if this one polyphenol was senolytic, let's just explore a whole bunch of other ones and see if any of those are as well. And what they discovered in that 2018 study was that fisetin was even a more powerful senolytic compound than quercetin and was more versatile. So that would be the number one ingredient in Qualia senolytic is fisetin in terms of the amount of milligrams. We also have quercetin because quercetin does some slightly different things. But then a few other polyphenols like luteolin, curcumin as examples.
What about the soybean seed?
Yeah, those would also be a source of polyphenols. So the polyphenols in soy are called isoflavones. So there's different categories of polyphenols. Some are like the citrus bioflavonoids would be one group. Isoflavones, like what you have in soy, is a different group. And they would replicate some of the underlying mechanisms that are complementary to ingredients like fisetin and quercetin. So they're an important part of the stack to get the stack to work better. And I know some people think, oh, soy, like, you know, seed oils, or like there's lots of reasons people are concerned about soy. But these are like I said, these are all really high purity extracts that are concentrated for whatever that compound. And in this case, it's the soy isoflavones.
So you're basically stacking all these polyphenols that are known to help with senescent cells. You're just stacking all of them into one.
So, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
What were you going to say?
Yeah. So one of the most interesting things in the very first senolytic study on dasatinib and quercetin that the Mayo researchers and Scripps researchers published was that they found dasatinib was a senolytic compound and quercetin was, but neither was active in all tissues. So as an example, in that original study, dasatinib could make zombie cells and fat cells go away, but quercetin did not work at all in fat cells. But quercetin was effective in what are endothelial cells, was one of them. So those are the cells that line our arteries, and the other compound wasn't. So they had the inspiration, or however you would want to call it, like, okay, well, you know, senescent cells are a category. They're not all the same. A senescent cell in, you know, my fat tissues may have been made by a different type of stress, or maybe surviving in a different way than the ones in my immune system or my joints. So they stack those two things together and they work better combined. So when we were creating Qualia Senolytic, we had that same approach. Like, let's find ones that are active in different tissues. So another one, we have an olive leaf extract that's concentrated for the polyphenols in olives. And that one in studies has been more active in joint tissues, the, you know, fissotin, adipose, and some other tissues, quercetin, endothelial cells, and immune cells. And so we wanted to stack together things that would give really broad support so many of our tissues would be happy.
Yeah. So this brings up a good point that I actually had a question on. Are we testing senescent cells? And are they different in different parts of our body? Like, would it measure differently in organ compared to maybe, you know, I don't know, some other, my brain or something, of senescent cells?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So senescent cells are really hard to find. And so there's only a few, what I would say, big places like a Mayo Clinic or Buck Institute of Aging that has scientists that have done enough work that they can readily identify senescent cells. And the way they do it, they would basically take a biopsy and then they would look at the cells and they would dye the cells and they would look at a combination of factors. And when all those combinations are present, then they say, okay, this is a senescent cell. So it's not easy scientifically to identify senescent cells. And there's no lab work or other thing we as humans can do to say, oh, like, what are my levels? And what would also be true is a senescent cell, they'll usually use the word heterogeneous, but that just means dissimilar, right? They're all senescent. They all share certain characteristics, like being zombie cells, refusing to die. But what makes something turn senescent may cause it to survive in slightly different ways. So like a cell that was stressed with maybe mitochondrial damage may not be as susceptible to being removed by the same senolytic compound as a cell that was stressed by, let's just say, you know, radiation or toxic chemicals. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So how did they, when you're saying a biopsy too, are they like going into maybe a mouse and they're doing the skin? Are they doing like an organ? Are they testing, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know if you know this.
It depends on the study, but yeah, they would want tissue samples from whatever tissues they're trying to measure to see if those senescent cells went down in that tissue. Yeah, like immune cells would be the easiest, right? Because immune cells, there's some of those in the blood. But if you were saying, okay, like, you know, in the brain, then there's no direct way. And one of the ways that science always does things first before experimenting on animals is they'll start what are called in vitro, like cell cultures. And so the original way to, say, identify that fissotin has potential as a senolytic compound is let's put it in with a bunch of healthy cells and senescent cells and see if it causes the senescent cells to self-destruct and leaves the healthy ones alone. So that's always the starting step.
Oh, and that's what they did in 2015, was that?
Yeah, and then once they identified things that worked just in those cell cultures, then it's like, okay, well, let's now give these orally to animals and see what happens. And the most important thing that they care about happening is, you know, did the animal get healthier? Was its fur like rejuvenated? Was its body composition leaner? Did, you know, it walk more comfortably as it gets older? The things we would care about. So that's, depending on the study, they'll measure different things. But what got the scientists most excited was that these older animals functionally acted and looked like much younger animals.
So everyone out there, get rid of your zombie cells and look younger and more vibrant and also healthier on the inside to feel good. So do you take this every month yourself? And we'll get into, you only take this 2 days out of the month, which we gotta know how this works and why we only take it 2 days a month. And I want to know your experience. Do you just take it once a month?
Yeah, so I take it always the first weekend of every month. That way it makes it easy to remember. And so it was actually last weekend. I don't know when this will air live, but you and I were at Eudaimonia last weekend. And so I had actually taken it that Saturday and Sunday morning before going down to the exhibit hall. And I've been taking it longer than anyone, because before we made it, I made prototypes and took it myself. So, and the like several things that I've noticed. One, you know, you would probably know this, you know, being at trade shows and in the convention hall, it's usually like a hard surface you're walking or standing on. And even going back 20 years ago, I would feel it in my knees and low back quickly. And that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. And I don't really know what else to attribute it to. And one of the things, one of the reasons senescent cells contribute to so many different issues with aging is because they secrete a lot of molecules that are inflammatory in their nature. So like in general, in things that inflammaging would be the term, contribute to doing things to prune away senescent cells, that's where you would expect, okay, maybe there'd be a benefit. So that would be one area. Another would be with aging, it becomes much more difficult to build muscle tissue. The medical word for that at some point is sarcopenia, right? This idea that, you know, it's muscles tend to just waste as we get older. But before that, there's something that scientists would call anabolic resistance. So think of like the idea of insulin resistance, right? Anabolic resistance means something similar. It means that the anabolic triggers, things like getting enough protein or lifting weights, that are what normally when we're young will cause us to build more muscle. As we get past a certain age, we're resistant to those things, building muscle. And in animal studies, what they've discovered is one of the reasons old animals become anabolically resistant is because of senescent cells. And if they can do things like senolytics to remove them, then their muscle tissue and their response to things like, you know, adequate protein intake become, again, like rejuvenated. So that would be another area that I've noticed, my workouts and my ability to still make gains. When I use something called the X3 bar as my home gym. And I had felt stuck in my routine for quite a bit before starting to do quite a senolytic.
So you're like the guinea pig for Qualia Life Senolytic.
For most of our products. So one of our coworkers is like a guinea friends, I think is how she refers to them. Like, we guinea need a couple friends. Guinea friends to like do this with us. So
a lot of us biohackers and longevity doctors, we're all the guinea pigs at the moment. I feel like I'm kind of trying everything, you know, but I think it's always like a trial and error for a lot of people. You know, you have to figure out what works best for your body. So do you guys do any clinical research or anything? Are you, you know, I'm not sure if you're testing maybe before someone takes it, a year later, or maybe like a biological age. Is there anything you're doing to kind of, you know, back up these, getting rid of these senescent cells?
Yeah. So let's finished one piece you asked about first, but I didn't get to, and that was like how frequently to do this.
Yeah.
I mentioned I do it the first weekend of a month. So senolytics aren't like an everyday supplement. And the idea, and the Mayo Clinic's, I think one of their researchers coined the term hit and run. But the idea would be almost akin to that pruning analogy I mentioned, that if you pruned a plant every day, you'd probably kill it, right? So all you need to do is get rid of these things periodically. And so from the get-go with senolytics, the idea was all we need to do is get these zombie cells to decide to finally go through cellular death, with the sub-process called apoptosis for the sciencey people listening. And all we need to do for an individual senescent cell is get it to change its mind once, to instead of like lingering in tissues, just finally complete that process that it should have gone through. So it's really just about signaling and sending that signal and convincing, you know, some cells to go through that. So that doesn't require every day doing something. What we've generally defaulted to for people that are, it's more maintenance, just once a month. But if in our studies, because now you asked about studies, we've recruited people that already have some degree of joint discomfort in now three different studies that we've done on qualia senolytic. And we chose that because of one, it was one of the areas that was most well established that senescent cells contribute to the poor function. Two, there's great ways to measure how our joints are doing by using simple questionnaires that have been used in science, both in, you know, the medical world and then the supplement world for decades. Because people notice when their, you know, joints are bothering them and when they're not. So what we've done originally is what we do for all of our products. We would start always before we sell a product doing what science would call an open label study. And what that means is we know what they're getting and there's no placebo. So everyone's just getting, like in this case, qualia senolytic. And over what was three dosing cycles, so 2 days of taking it, then in that particular study, 12 days of no supplementation, another 2 days of taking it, another 12 days vacation, and then a final 2 days. So think of it, they would have taken qualia senolytic for 6 days over about 5 weeks. And what we saw in people that had these, you know, uncomfortable joint types of issues, about a 60% decrease in their issues over that time period, right? So that's a large decrease. Yeah. There's like just in the, you know, in the dietary supplement world, there's things, you know, like Boswellia and glucosamine and chondroitin. Those taking every day over that amount of time wouldn't typically reduce symptoms anywhere near that amount. So that was our original study. And we're like, oh, this is cool. The second study, we decided to use something that's called the SF-36, but it's a general health questionnaire that's widely used in medicine and covers all kinds of different things. So energy, emotional well-being, physical health, things like that, right? There's a few categories. And we saw improvements in all different groups of symptoms, but the biggest one was in energy. And then the second biggest was in emotional well-being. So like mood regulation. So that would then seem like, you know, gut brain axis for sure for that. And then our third study was a placebo study, randomized. So we didn't know who was getting what. They didn't know who was getting the active or the placebo. And that, again, was same thing, about 6 days of taking it over 5 weeks. And I want to say we saw a 64% improvement in joint health and about, I think it was 60% increase in energy on the, because we used both of those questionnaires in that particular one. And, you know, we also asked about things like the biological age. So, you know, I think of those as the first, second, and third generation clocks. The third generation being the pace of aging is what they report on. Senescent cells are so different than healthy cells that those clocks don't measure cellular senescence well. So right now, those clocks aren't a good way to tell if senolytic compounds or supplements like quality of senolytic are helping. Maybe over a long enough time, they would, but over at least a six-month period, they don't seem to be a useful way. So there are labs right now that are trying to figure out what would be a really useful way of measuring, like, you know, is someone benefiting from senolytics? We just don't have that yet, in part because this field is so new.
Yeah. I know, just like NAD, it's such a gray area when it comes to testing, when it comes to what works. It's just, you know, the stuff is new, and then the testing and the different ways to test and the different ways to test biological age. It's, you know, you have to kind of look into the details of what things are actually testing, you know, or like senescent cells of specific organs. Like, you don't even think of these things, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, oftentimes things in the blood are a biomarker of something in a tissue, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a good predictor of what's going on in our tissues. So yeah, it's, you know, it's why sometimes like functional things and how we're feeling become important, because
and that's a lot of the times, like, honestly, you know, I've tried so many supplements and things out there, and it's always like, what works? What do I feel is, you know, benefiting my body? You know, what do I see the difference? Because some supplements might, you know, not be great for me. Maybe I don't have those deficiencies. Maybe I'm not, you know, too anxious. I need more energy. So everyone's body is different too, but senescent cells is definitely something we all need to take care of. And I'm curious too, how do we get rid of senescent cells? Are they just dying? Do we, you know, go to the bathroom and expel, like, I know fat cells also get expelled from, you know, from breath. So I'm curious do we know that information?
Yeah. So I've heard people, like even our marketing people will often describe it as a detox, but that's not what happens. So what senolytics do is they finally get senescence. So the characteristic that would make a senescent cell have that label of a zombie cell is resisting cellular death, right? They're not like live healthy cells in that they're not making new cells, but they haven't completed cell death. So they're in this in-between area. Okay. And scientifically, that would be like resisting apoptosis is what they're doing. And so what senolytics do is they trigger that cell to finally go through cellular death, apoptosis. And when a cell goes through apoptosis, because we have probably hundreds of millions of cells going through apoptosis every day, and we don't notice it, right? Like, we don't detox or anything because of that. Because what happens when a cell goes through cellular death, it just breaks apart into all kinds of little pieces, and the immune system eats those up and recycles those to make new cells. So again, like that plant analogy is actually accurate for this. When a leaf falls off the plant into the soil, it's recycled. It's not like, like detoxed off the planet. It's just recycled, right? It's broken down and recycled. So that's what happens to senescent cells. We don't expel them through urine. We don't detox them through the skin. We don't breed them out. They're just, you know, once they finally go through this cellular death, our immune system recycles them and uses that to make new healthy cells.
Interesting. And then I want to kind of get into the other products, but another question I have is, have we done any comparison with fasting for this? Because I know like fasting is great for this as well, right? So could we
fasting would be more for autophagy than for this, but it may do this as well. It just hasn't been looked at as much for this. It's been looked at more for autophagy. And what that does is it repairs the damaged cells so that they don't become senescent. So I think of autophagy as that door number two, that like we want to do things to promote autophagy, because if cells are healthy, they'll resist going through this door number three to cellular senescence.
Okay, that makes complete sense now. So, but yeah, and so you also, so did you also develop Qualia Mind, which I also love. And I also love the symbiotic, the gut, like a lot of great, I love the stacks. The stacks are, you know, really amazing. I always like to look at the ingredients and check out, you know, and being in this industry, I always kind of know which ones like work well together. So I do really love the stacks. I love the Qualia Mind, and I think a lot of people have gut issues. So this is like so great, and it's monk fruit as well and tastes delicious.
yeah, it's one of my favorite Qualia products is that symbiotic. And for listeners, I think of it as like a fivefold solution for gut brain health. So it's got prebiotic fibers and enough that makes a difference, probiotics, postbiotics, which are inactivated bacteria that are super friendly for the immune system, It's got fermented foods and it's got digestive enzymes. So really, you know, it's what I think of as like a superfood for up leveling the way our gut and gut brain axis perform.
Have you noticed a difference with your gut? I haven't been taking it that long, but I feel like I've noticed some really great benefits with it since I've been taking it. Have you noticed anything with your gut since you've been taking it? Do you feel like your gut is stronger? You know, you notice these things a lot when you're like, wow, these probiotics are working. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm, you know, doing these things that maybe, or the bloat's gone. So I'm curious it's done.
And like what, like NaturePaths, at least the old timers when I went to school. So just for the listeners, I went to naturopathic school 93 through 96. So, you know, quite a while back, but the like my teachers, you know, were some of the people that really rebirthed the naturopathic profession in the early 70s. And the, you know, I call them old timers then, but now the truth is they were younger than I am now, but they were always about treating digestion and treating the liver. And the general belief was if we do those things, invariably over time, great things happen for our health. And Qualia Symbiotic is like that. And GI, like you mentioned, lots of people have issues with GI. And, you know, often they're broken up into upper GI things. So those are your indigestion or your, you know, like post-meal types of symptoms, and then lower GI, and that's your, like, you know, diarrhea, constipation, gas, bloating, all of those. And the nice thing is there's great ways to, again, use questionnaires that have been used in the medical world, the supplement world for decades, clinical practice to see, okay, are these getting better? And so, like we would have done with Senolytic, with this, you know, gut brain food product, Qualia Symbiotic, we did, you know, a study before we launched it. And it, so this was over 2 weeks, so not a long period of time. It improved upper GI symptoms, lower GI symptoms, constipation, diarrhea, indigestion, like every bucket improved, somewhere between like 60 and 65% decrease in symptoms quickly. So it worked, right? And you mentioned, like, you know, most things don't work for everyone. And in the biohacking space, sometimes you'll hear the idea your mileage may vary, right? So we're all somewhat unique. But it was one of the most successful studies that I've seen or been involved in at Qualia in terms of the percentage of people that did notice a difference quickly. And the other thing that was super cool is I'd always conceptualized of this as a gut-brain product. So the gut was those things I just mentioned, right? But when you say the brain part of the gut-brain axis, really what you're talking about is stress and mood, you know, so anxiety, depression, first and foremost. So we also asked about those things and saw, I think it was a 60%+ decrease in stress, as an example. And on the questionnaire we used, it categorizes people based on their answers as normal amounts of stress, you know, mild, moderate, high, ridiculously high, like those types of things. And if I think we had maybe 35 people or so in that study, and about 13 of them at the beginning were in the normal category. And all the rest were in one of those higher. And it ended, and I think there was only three that weren't in the normal category. So the percent decrease was really cool for the group, but on an individual level, it basically took anyone, no matter their level of stress, and lessened their feelings about it.
Yeah, and you know, and even for me, the healthier I get, the happier I become, like the more clear mind, like those stress factors that I used to, like, really something would, you know, I'd react. I just feel like, you know, that's the great part about being healthy is you become happier. It's like, you know, and there's a lot of serotonin, you know, produced in our gut and the majority of it. So people really think, you know, the healthier the gut, you know, the better your brain can function, the better your hormones can function, your neurotransmitters, and you become happier.
Yeah, I think, I think the number I've seen, you know, mentioned in studies is 90% of the serotonin is made in our gut, and about 50% of the dopamine is made in our gut.
So crazy. And I think, you know, today with all the toxins and chemicals and things in our food and soil and water, we're just, you know, our guts are like trying to survive.
Absolutely.
So that's why I need to take this, because I'm pretty healthy. So I think, you know, the majority of other people that are not as crazy biohacker, you know, as me, really need to focus on healing their gut. So I'm actually really enjoying this. And then I got to get into the quality of mind really quick, because I'm so passionate about brain health and optimizing our brain. And because I think so much of us are focusing on just the body and just the gut, and really like the brain can do so much. And I'm actually taking, you know, a few also other like brain supplement, like with L-tyrosine. And I know that's like the dopamine precursor and all these things. And it really affects your energy, your level of like focus. And I really love the stack. I like wrote down the ingredient. You do have some L-tyrosine, some taurine. People are not thinking of these as well. Like, I mean, there's amazing ingredients in here. Lion's mane with the mushroom and L-theanine. So did you develop this stack as well? Like, how did you choose all these ingredients? Were you just like...
Yeah, so so Qualia Mind predated me, the original Qualia Mind, but the one you just read out with the lion's mane, that's what I've called that Qualia Mind 2.0. The 2.0 is not on the bottle, but it was the new and improved version that we eventually launched. And that one was me that was the formulator for it. So yeah, and it's a great product. And as a company, we started with Qualia Mind as our first product because the brain is so important for everything. Like you mentioned a few jobs, but you know, focus, motivation, like without focus, learning, memory, none of those things happen, right? We have to be able to direct our attention and sustain it. Without motivation, you know, we're not going to do the things like lift weights and go to bed when we should, or, you know, eat the healthy food, right? We're going to make bad choices. The brain's also one of its big jobs are called executive functions. So those are your, you know, your goal setting, your ability to change your mind or take another person's point of view, to, you know, set goals and achieve them, right? So executive functions, super important. Neuroscientists also, there's another bucket they call social cognition. And in that bucket are things like empathy. And then the world could use more empathy, right? You know, it's also that social cognition is our ability to be aware of our own emotions, right? And I know, you know, when people get triggered, you know, often it's not their fault, right? They're reacting in the moment, and sometimes they're reacting strongly because their brain doesn't have enough resources to react better. And if our belief at Qualia is, if the brain has more resources, then your brain will show up in your life and do better for you, right? So you'll manage your emotions better. You'll have that, you know, sustained focus. You'll get into the executive function zone more. And when our brain performs better, the truth is we're better versions of ourselves. Which is important in our work and professional lives, but super important for the people we care the most about. Like I think of my dad going back, you know, so I grew up in this about 30 miles outside of Boston, but it was somewhere like hour and a half, 2 hour ish commute during rush hour. So my dad had crazy long days because he worked in the city as an executive, as he was president of a big engineering company. And, you know, when he would get home, it'd be 6:30 or so at night. I'm sure he didn't eat great at work. And I know in the morning when he rushed out, he would just do a cup of coffee as he, you know, went out the door. And growing up, there was six kids, but we all knew we had to be on our best behavior when Dad came home, because he was very prone to be irritable, grouchy, you know, not manage his emotions well. Yeah. And, you know, my story now, knowing what I know about the brain, is like, oh, it wasn't his fault. Like all of us, if we lived his life, we would struggle coming in that door at 6:30 or 7 at night, managing our emotions and being the best versions of ourselves. And so, you know, one of the things I believe, and we at Qualia believe, is that when our brain has better nutrition, like what's in Qualia Mind, and more resources, which Qualia Mind helps us build, then we can be better versions of ourselves. So, you know, I just think, you know, I love my dad and have, you know, great respect for what he did to make a nice life for my mom and my siblings and I. And it wasn't until I learned more about the brain that I think I cut him a lot of slack, that he was doing his best under the circumstances. And so for all of us, if we want our brain to do more and we want to be better versions of ourselves, usually that means we're going to have to do something to give the brain better nutrition.
Yeah, I'm all about that. This is what I tell everyone, is that, you know, the healthier I am, the better I can be in my relationships, with work, with, you know, your partner, with your family. You just become a better person. So that's the cool part about this space, is like, the healthier you are, the better person you can be, you know? So I really love that energy. It's just, that's why I'm so passionate about this, because I think a lot of people are surrounded with toxins, their brain can't function, and you just have people getting, you know, riled up, and instead of just, you know, thinking with a clear head and being a loving person. And it's true. They've done studies, like, I think they did a study in prison where they gave them like real nutritious food, and there was less, you know, fighting. There was less like this. So it's, you know, we have to always think, the healthier you become, the better person you can be in all your relationships. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So this is so great. So I love all the products. Everyone has to go check out Qualia Life and Qualia Mind. Oh my gosh. And everyone has to go check out the Synalytics too, since I know everyone's doing it in the biohacking longevity space, because we're all trying to minimize senescent cells and live forever. And then also, you guys have magnesium, you guys have a sleep supplement, you guys have other products that are really great for people, so they can go check
them. You had touched on NAD sometime, maybe 15 or 20 minutes ago. We have a product that's designed to help our cells make NAD. And we actually just this week got our second study done on that. It was another placebo-controlled study. And so far over the two studies, what we've seen is about a 70% increase in NAD levels, which was placebo's close to 0%. Like, it's, NAD doesn't change much with a placebo. So that's that product is relatively new from us, but it, like, another product that you know, is fundamental in the kind of in the healthy aging space.
And did you stack those things? So there are, it's just NR with the Niagen for the precursor for NAD, but then there's also some minerals, some resveratrol, some coffee berries. So are those all to promote the NAD levels as well?
Yeah. So the this, like, crazily simplifies it, but NAD, like most molecules in the body, has to be made, and enzymes are what does the work to make those. Mm-hmm. And all the enzymes, no matter what, where you start to make NAD, all those enzymes need ATP. So the other ingredients in there are, you know, B vitamins and magnesium, because those are foundational to turn the food we eat into ATP in our mitochondria. Resveratrol, the coffee berry, those also help the activity of some of those enzymes that tend to be a little slower working as we get older. So, and then, yeah, the Niagen, which is the clinically studied nicotinamide riboside, or NR, is in it. So it's a really, like, that ingredient on its own would generally be expected to increase NAD about, you know, somewhere close to 50%. So our approach works better taking into account, like, oh, we also want to build ATP and do these other things.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I get a lot of questions. I'm such a fan of NR and NMN. I think everyone should be taking this, especially maybe after 30 or so, because we start to deplete our NAD levels. And I've taken a lot of NAD, NR, and I actually just did the test and I'm at, I don't know what this means. It's like 20 to 90. I'm at like 41. And I think so.
This is Gymfinity. Did you do
the? Yeah, I did the Gymfinity. I'm actually going to interview him next week, the founder. So I'm super excited about that because, you know, no one's really been able to test the NAD levels. And I'm like, you know, for me, I do a lot too. So for my levels, I can definitely increase them even more. So I think it's one of the best longevity supplements to really, like, you know, help your mitochondria and everything. So I have all my friends and family on it.
Nice. When I was the guinea pig for Qualia NAD, it was his test that I used on myself. And I know my levels went up 149% doing Qualia NAD for what was the equivalent of a bottle back then. And the way his numbers are, he also has colored zones. So, like, you know, like deficient, suboptimal, I don't remember the different names, but the green one is optimal. And I think your number would have been probably getting into the lower end of that optimal.
Yeah, exactly.
So mine was like the upper end. And then he does consider, like, you know, above a certain amount is like almost too high a level on his test.
It's so much. I know it's NAD is not easy to test, and they're coming out with all these things to, you know, help with testing as well. So, but that's interesting that your levels were high, because I think, you know, I had a conversation with him actually two conferences ago in Miami at the Biohackers World, and a lot of people are on the low end, like around.
Yeah, mine was lower without supplementing Qualia NAD. But you would commonly see that. It's just harder to have optimal levels as we get older. And I remember when, because Jin is his name, as you would know. And when he saw my results, he actually called me to ask what I did to get them up that much, because it was a big change. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So everyone needs Qualia of Life, NAD. And it's super important. We got to get rid of those senescent cells and up our NAD.
Absolutely.
And then help the mind and the gut. So you guys have the whole, like, body protocol.
As you mentioned, we have Qualia Night for sleep. We have another product, Qualia Mitochondria for mitochondrial health. We really try to tackle the biggest issues and provide complete solutions for that issue or that system, and go after the most foundational things. So,
I love anyways, it.
For so our listeners, I want to thank you all for joining me and listening to me today. And thank you for being such a great host.
Yeah, thank you so much. And because this is, I always ask all my guests, because it's the Biohacker Blondie podcast, three biohacks you want to tell the audience that you love, new maybe biohacks or daily biohacks that you do daily.
So this would be new-ish, meaning within the last 2 years. And I don't know the best way, like what the category would be. I think shamanic would be how it would be show up on Spotify. But I start and end pretty much every day listening for somewhere between 50 and 30 minutes to shamanic music. Or I think of it as ceremony music. So, you know, some of those are like what you'd hear in an ayahuasca ceremony or that type of thing. I just, during that, just kind of scan my body and notice if there's places where there seems like it's calling out for attention, and just pay attention to that. So, it just seems like sometimes that releases energy, you know, maybe, anyways, that's one. And this I've been doing for many years, but I believe at the crux of a lot of poor health for many of us is, you know, obviously the physiological, but also the stories we tell ourselves about what's going on. So I just always strive to be a better and like to be improve my storytelling ability about what's going on with me and why someone else did what they did, and just be as generous a storyteller, especially for why that other person did something that they did, as possible. rather than like playing the blame game or, you know, like getting triggered. And not to say I don't get triggered, but if I do after the fact, like, okay, let me tell myself a better story about this. Because, you know, harboring that stress or, you know, other things harms us more than, you know, whatever that interaction would have been. So that would be two. And then, you know, my last would be, you know, just doing like a balanced exercise portfolio. So strength building, I mentioned earlier, I use the X3 bar by Jakeesh. So it's still like heavy straps, great workout, really efficient. But, you know, I live near the beach in San Diego County. So I, it's getting close to sunset now. So here, after we wrap up, I'll take a walk down by the beach and get some, you know, of that transition time. So I think the transition of early day to the sun, you know, brighter and brighter, and the transition into night are really foundational times to kind of set our body clock anchored in time well. And when our body clock's, you know, anchored well, a lot of good things happen.
Wow, those are three great biohacks that are non-note, that have not been said. So I love all of those.
Yeah, and the first two are crazy inexpensive, so.
Yeah, I know. And it's free. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, taking the time out of your day. So it just means a lot. And hopefully everyone loves this episode. Go check out Quality of Life and all their amazing supplements. So thank you again.
Thank you for joining me on this insightful episode with Dr. Gregory Kelly from Quality of Life. I hope you found value in our discussion on senolytic supplements, brain optimization, and how Qualia's products support overall vitality. Remember, health isn't just about feeling good today. It's about creating resilience and wellness for the long run. Be sure to check out Qualia Life's product lineup to enhance your biohacking journey. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave us a review.